Okay, hello everyone and welcome. This is Jenith Blackert here with Kenji Kumara, and this is class number 4 of Journey of the Healer. And Kenji sent me this little note that said, you know, that I better prepare myself because he's going to like really, really take us in it. So when he wraps everything up next Monday, that we're really, really going to feel solid, complete, and full of change. And I just, you know, wanted to share a few of my experiences before we allow everyone else to open. I think for me, what I've really noticed is that I've really come into my body in a slightly different way. And in that way, there's less doubt, and there's a whole lot more of me really feeling as if I really am enough. And I find that kind of fascinating because that wasn't really what I was looking for. But I know that it's from this work that that's coming through, so I just wanted to share that with you guys. All right. So, Kenji, you want to take a few calls?
Sure. Callers?
Okay. Again, it's star 2 if you want to talk, and I will pull up some of the questions. So the first caller is from 718. Okay, 718, you're up. Hello? Are you there? Area code 718. Hello? No? You're not there? Okay. Well, I'll call on you just another minute. Okay, so let me get... So, Kenji, how are you on this happy Wednesday?
Raring to go. This is a good day. I had a wonderful healing session with a friend today. It's always nice.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. One of them I sent to you already from, she doesn't want me to mention her name, but she said that she's a little shy and she just wanted to write us to tell us how much she's enjoying the class. And she says, I'm a bit shy, so I am not one to really say too much on the webcast, but I thought you should know that I've had some really wonderful and amazing experiences with the series. I have truly moved to a deeper level. I also feel that the way I shift with Kenji is really meaningful. I have had other experiences where I felt an immediate and profound shift, but later couldn't sustain it. With Kenji, it's quite different. The shift seems subtler, but the effect seems ongoing. Every class seems to move me further along the path, and I don't slide backwards. And I would have to agree that that is what it feels like for me as well. So I thought that was really, really well articulated.
Yes, very nice.
Yeah, that was absolutely fantastic. And then there's a question that Tammy wrote me earlier. And I'll have to hunt it down and share it later because I've had so many interactions with her. I have no idea where it's in the stack, and I'm sorry that I didn't pull it out earlier. I'm kind of mixed up here. Okay, so the next caller on the webcast is from area code 310. Okay, 310 from California. You're up. 310?
Hello. Is that me?
Hi there. Yes, it is.
Okay. I just wanted to say thank you to the both of you. My experience has been I've taken a lot of access classes and just went this weekend to take my first access consciousness body class, which is a lot of intensity. And I had asked at the beginning of our series here about, you know, just wanting to embody the healer that I am and allowing myself to be healed. And I am sure without a doubt that the work we've been doing in this class prepared me to go there and get so much out of it. And whatever it was that was holding me back, I was able to completely let go of. So
cool.
No doubt this work is the shift shift that allowed me to get there, and it's just been amazing. Thank you.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. I do, you know, I find that fascinating that it does take us deeper in a really profound way, that that's not allowing us to just have like what I used to think, that it was just like energy junkiness, right? Just take me high, and you know, because I feel so sucky in my regular life, just take me high. But with this work, I don't get so much of a high as I actually come more down and embody my body. So.
Yeah, you get high and you get embodied at the same time.
I know, right? And actually, with Access, what I find is I get really high. We had a call with Dane today, and I got really spacey again. And I'm actually like, whoa, you know, why am I getting so spacey again? And, you know, and then it's like I come down off of it a little bit. And with your work, it's like, yeah, I'll get spacey, but it's a different kind of spacey. And it's kind of spacey that I'm really in my body. And not that one is better than the other, but I find that there's a big difference for me. It's a big, big difference. So in some way, I feel like I need both, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's all working. And, you know, if I'm attracted to it and want to do it, it's working.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we had a caller drop and put their hand back down. So if you were that caller and you didn't mean to, you can go ahead and press star to take it back up. And I'm going to open up this line again. That's from area code 718 in New York. 718. Did you want to talk? Okay, no. All right. Maybe she pressed star 2 accidentally.
Maybe she's
okay,
on star 6 and muted herself.
Well, that could be too. So I took you off with your hand raised. So if you're on star 6 and star 2, and you want that to change, then just go ahead and do it. Okay, so here's a few on the webcast. It says, Jenith and Kenji, help! I have listened to these over and over. Not once have I experienced out-of-body visualizing. What he says, I don't feel or see it. It is like nothing works. Am I alone in this? Frustrating hearing all the positive feedback when I'm not having a shift.
Okay. I would suggest to that caller to hold the feeling intention that she is seeing and feeling and knowing. So maybe and to put in your Access consciousness context would be You could ask yourself right now, well, how could this be different? Or you could also say, if I'm truly, really seeing and feeling and knowing, what would that be like? Like I said last call, I believe, everybody sees and feels and knows. If there's some resistance on some very unaware level of seeing the truth because of perhaps early childhood trauma, which we're going to get into today. And it only takes one major trauma in your early life to, it would appear, to shut you down on a certain level of knowing and perception. And in this work, we hold the space for everyone to come into their inner knowing real gracefully, almost unnoticed. So I would suggest to the caller to simply go to that place that she knows and that she hears and sees and feels. Because actually, if you weren't able to do that, you probably wouldn't be alive. You wouldn't be able to survive in the world. So I think what we're going to do today, too, is hold a space for everyone that has blinders on, mm-hmm. psychically, from early childhood trauma or even birthing trauma, that will be able to shift very easily.
Cool. Yeah.
But I would suggest the listener also to just be aware of how her life is changing in spite of the conscious perception that she's not experiencing anything like everybody else is. You are.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And really asking the question, you know, what is it that I'm choosing not to see that may be my reality? How about that for a question?
See, some people actually have a fear of the God experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weird, but, you know, many people say they want that. And yet, on another level, they are afraid of it because their ego is thinking, well, what am I going to do if I have it? You know, and that brings up all kinds of considerations, which then makes you go mental. And so then you begin to lose the state. What we're trying to do is help people to understand, not in their brain or their mind, but in their heart space, you know, from that soul perspective, that the shift can be really, really easy, almost unnoticed, because it's a natural state that we're holding for everyone. It's not some extraordinary state. It's your natural state that we're holding in the grid for everyone tonight. And you don't have to have these experiences consciously in order to change. In fact, some gurus in the past have said, pay no attention to that phenomena. I would just say it's not important that you have it. The important thing is that you just learn to receive. That's the big one. Learn to receive.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're receiving is really your soul. You're receiving your soul into the body, which has never been done before on a collective level. So there are pockets of us that are actually consciously working, you might say, playfully, at being the embodiment of what all the philosophers have talked about throughout all the ages, the mystics and whatnot. Not to have this divine experience on the divine plane, that's easy, but to actually have your brain and your body experience it here in the body, it's a very new thing for the brain. It's something that the ego has no comprehension of. And it really doesn't need to. It just needs to be in the passenger seat of your light ship.
Yeah. I like how you put that. That's great. So this one's from Ruth Ann, and she asks, is there a certain sequence to Kenji's program package, and how should I be listening to the attunements and recordings?
Well, in sequential order, I suppose, starting with the first class.
Okay.
Well, there is an order to this when I put it together. And, of course, the last class is the culmination of the four previous classes. And so the energy, today's class is, the energy is built upon the other previous classes, plus the promo call, plus all the radio shows I've ever done, plus all the trainings I've ever done, plus all the sessions I've ever done. So everything is current. Today's class is the most current that I personally can present to the world. It's the culmination of everything. And that's how it is with each class, with each interview, with each recording that I do.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
This is also from Ruth Ann. She writes, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I needed that deep connection with Earth, and these calls made it happen. I always knew that these revelations will come into the Earth and will reach me at this time. With your help, I can finally merge with my future me. Thank you.
So which is your now me. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Donis writes, my question was the one Tammy sent you. If possible, if Kenji can talk more about where he thinks he will be after about class 7. He was discussing us walking through our doorway of our own. We have to do our homework.
Class 7?
Yeah. Kind of talked about that at the last class.
Oh, but she mentioned something about Class 7, but we're only doing 5 classes.
In this series, we are.
Yeah.
I had thought you were talking about something else at that time.
Oh, who knows? Because one forgets.
Because it's channeled, right?
Well, you know, when it's a common phenomenon that when you do stream of consciousness, you forget it after you said it. And like the next day, it's absolutely gone. I don't remember saying that. Oh, I did say that? Oh, well, I have no idea why I said that.
Okay.
So that's why memory in this sense is good, not to have a memory of what you did before, so you can have open space for the now to come through again.
Right.
So in some ways, I don't know, having a photographic memory is good in a certain way, but, you know, more and more people are losing their short-term memory, and this is not a medical thing. It's part of the New Earth vibration. You are supposed to lose memory of all those things that are not important in your life.
Cool.
Yeah. But just remember where you put your car keys.
Right.
And then that's why you have your guardian angel to go, okay, show me where my car keys are. I got to leave now. So getting back to the doorway thing.
I wish they could show me where my Costco card was, too.
Say what?
I said I wish they could show me where my Costco card was, too.
Okay.
Guardian angel, why didn't you remember that for me?
Okay, so getting back to the thing of the doorway. So from a healing context, from the theme of this series, my perspective, so I can't speak for every healer on the planet, healing channel, whatever you want to call them, but my point of opinion or reference is that my role is to assist people, not do it for them, but assist people by holding the state to the doorway. And then each soul or each individual has to have the courage to go through that doorway alone, with no crutches, no friends, no pets, not your car or anything else, but to literally go through the doorway naked, in a sense of no baggage allowed and all of that. And we cannot tell you what that's going to be like because we're all uniquely different. So one cannot lead you through the doorway, but one or groups of beings can, shall we say, lead you to where the doorway is. And then you have to make the choice through your faith and courage to walk through that doorway without necessarily knowing what's on the other side. So that takes complete trust and faith. And that is the test for everyone on the planet. That's part of the mini life review again. And mini life review again is all your stuff is up, all your early childhood stuff, all your past life stuff. Everything that you chose to bring forth to transform in this life is up. Nothing is hidden anymore in a sense of, okay, some core stuff will come up in 2 years. No, it's all up right now. And that's why people are facing what appears to be a crisis in their life, especially on a money level and on a career level, on an income level, on a relationship level, on a marriage level, in the relationship with their kids or their parents if you're a young kid. And some, not many though, some are sailing through very nicely because they've done their homework and remain more or less fairly clear. But for most of us, 99% plus, it's the big thing right there, big life review. But it doesn't have to be overwhelming. I get so many clients that are overwhelmed with their sensitivity, absolutely overwhelmed. So we have to kind of remind them that it's not your job to take on other people's pain. And even on a thought level, it's not your job to take on other people's thoughts. It's not your job to try to solve other people's problems. Actually, the best way to do it, in my opinion, is just to hold the space that they are moving through all of their stuff easily, gracefully, and gently.
Cool.
Because we make it what it is. We can make it very hard and rocky and bumpy. We can make it like a tornado or a big, big ice storm. Or we can make it more tropical-like, you know, with a gentle breeze and a lot of sunshine and clean water.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to make it hard. But that's part of the early child conditioning, too, from the church, from all the lifetimes, is the thing of sacrifice and pain, because that means you're spiritual. A lot of healers have that carryover of that thing of first the vows of poverty. Okay, so there goes the whole challenge with money and receiving. But the whole thing of if you're spiritual, then you have to suffer for God, because supposedly that's what this someone did that died on the cross. That actually never happened, but that's a whole other class series. And so on some level, we've got that memory, that spiritual work, religious work. You got to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to do without. You got to just have the minimum, the bare minimum. So maybe that was appropriate way back when, but it's not appropriate now. That's old energy. And if
right.
you really tune into it, it really feels old. It feels very heavy. It feels like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it doesn't, yeah, there isn't a lightness about it at all.
Mm-mm.
It's, you know, the only lightness about, you know, to me with Bible stuff is the idea of who Jesus was and being able to walk on water and those kind of aspects of who he was with those daily miracles and him saying that we could do that too. That's really what feels light about it.
Yes, they never talk about the thing of what he said about, and these things you shall do too in your future.
Right, they never say that.
And he did say, and all the sages have said, seek ye first the kingdom, and all things shall be granted unto thee. So what does that mean? It's like what we're doing in this series. We are, as the voyager, you're the voyager into the quantum field. That's the kingdom, is the quantum field of many possibilities. And it's that power of grace that says, if it had words, it might say something like, okay, you can release all your suffering now. You don't have to work through your karma anymore, as that phrase goes. That you can just give it up, give it over, and it shall be done. But you need to know, well, who or what are you going to give it over to? And, of course, that's the source. That's the quantum field.
Cool.
So what's really neat is on one level, we have support from every being in existence right now. We have support from every being that is in existence, which is quite a large number.
Mm-hmm.
So if we tune into that, I mean, if we really tune into it, we would probably sob and weep from the joy of feeling touched by that power.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have that experience, you will never again think that I'm alone and I have to do this alone. Once you have certain experiences, you will know beyond a doubt that you're not alone, that the light, that God is actually in your life. It's just that the ego sometimes talks so much that we cannot hear and cannot hear.
Right? My ego seems to talk a lot. All right.
Well, it's really bad when you have a conversation at Walmart with your ego. Because then you think, oh, God, here's another person that's like hallucinating now again.
Right. Well, then you get to take in all that judgment and feel what that feels like, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So here's an interesting one. I had, she says, Kenji, any ideas why this has started? Since I'm using your recordings, I have woken up in my sleep thinking I see fire in my bedroom. Looks like violet, yellow, white flames. I jump up to put it out, only to discover nothing is there. Is it happening? It's happening more and more. Any thoughts?
Yes. I would be courageous enough if I were this person And if I were courageous enough, I would, next time it happens, is I would hold the thought of I'm going to merge with this fire and become one with this fire. Now, how's that for an outrageous thought? Obviously, it's not on the physical plane, so your place is not going to burn up. Part of the violet is a purifying fire. And as we know, even physically, fire purifies. Fire purifies. So think of it on one level that part of your life is being purified with the power of that fire. And I think she mentioned yellow, too, which could be sort of a gold, too. It's a very nice color. So I would suggest, yeah, mm-hmm. that you merge with that energy and condition yourself not to freak out or just tell the ego, it's all right. The house, my place is not going to burn up.
Mm-hmm.
Silence.
All right. Well, you know, it's kind of a funny thing to think. Actually, one of the healers that I went to that did Reiki years ago, she asked me to close my eyes and see if I could see violet ribbons, like really royal purple ribbons. Mm-hmm. And if I could, then, you know, she was like, you know, usually that's a sign you're a healer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, aren't we all healers?
We are. Every ascended master, and we are that, every ascended master is by nature a healer. But some mm-hmm. ascended masters choose not to do the role of a so-called healer. Some uh-huh. are communicators. Some are ambassadors. Some are teachers. Some are work with the creative aspect of creation. But by nature, by our nature, our natural way of being, we are all healers internally. Innately, we carry that power. And part of the class is to hold the space for that to emerge within the audience that have participated. Uh-huh. To naturally bring it out, you don't have to do anything. Actually, you know, come to think of it, think about this. Everyone, think about this. Because this, I just thought of this, and this is really weird. I mean, this is really weird. So I see, and I'm not clairvoyant, but I see very clearly how we got into this. Well, I don't know how we got into this whole a paradigm of having to study something that we already internally know and pay money for it. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, a little bit. But we got so far off, you know, the fallen world, so to speak. We got so far off, we kind of have to.
Well,
right?
Can we block
I mean,
that?
It's so natural to us to be this, but yet we got so, you know, so many mixed messages growing up that we don't know how to be it. I mean, I think
that's what we're going to do. That's the key phrase. Okay, we got it now. We got the real specific theme for this meditation. I got it.
Glad I was there to channel that.
Yeah, you were there. That's good.
Yeah.
See, we can do this stuff until I get it, you know, and sometimes it takes 30 minutes to hear the key phrase, and then we go, got it. I do that in the trainings, too. I'll just be rambling. I mean, not rambling, but I'll just be, you know, until I hear a phrase, and then I go, okay, that's what we're going to do. Okay, so everybody, stop your multitasking. We're going to do the attunement and activation. So if you're driving now, and especially in the back roads of Iowa, you need to pull off to the side of the road or turn off this radio show. And especially stop multitasking and close the door to your room if you have noise in other parts of your home or apartment. We want as quiet as possible. Now, you can sit full lotus. You can sit cross-legged. You can lay on your couch. You can lay on your bed. You can sit at your chair, at your table, where maybe your computer is. But we want your spine to be relaxed so that it can really, really allow the energies to move through it for today's meditation. You want to put yourself in the most relaxed physically position you can. All right, and you don't have to get up when the call ends, actually. If you can, stay in the same physical position for a while to allow your body to soak in the vibrations. So remember, everything is coming from the inside outward. So when we speak about the quantum space, the quantum field, that's not a space outside of you. It's a space that's deep inside of you, and also inside of your body. It's inside your soul, too. Now remember, you are not your body, and you're not all the problems your body has right now, and you're not all the problems of your life. Those are simply learning lessons that are manifesting. You are none of your negativity, none of your problems, none of your issues, none of your stress. Your soul as the Voyager is way beyond anything of this earth. And we have to remember that all the time. And to prove it, every time you go into that quantum field and you get blissed out, there are no problems, there are no thoughts, there are no got to do this, got to do that. You're just simply being in the oneness. That's part of the energy of this state that we wish you to embody and bring through your physical body, through your voice, through your touch of your hands, through your feet every time you take a step on the earth, every time you do whatever physically, that whatever you embody is being expressed through your body. And so the more light that your body can carry or hold, the more aware you are and the less stress you have. So the equation is more light equals less stress. More light equals less stress. More light equals more joy and humor and lightness of being. And more light equals more effortless ways of living on the earth. And more light equals feeling connected to people, places, things, and animals, everything. Okay, that's our natural state. All right, so as we begin, we've already called upon all the beings that wish to receive and also to hold space for this audience tonight. We've called forth all the masters and the archangels and the healing presences of Mother Earth. We've called forth the presence of the great central sun, the Christos power. We've called already forth your higher self, I am that I am, your guardian angels, your inner child, your soul group. We've called everybody forth already before we got on the call tonight. So the matrix is all set up, ready to go. All right, so take a deep breath, everyone. And again, you're going to use the power of the body, the breath, to focus. So take a deep breath through the nose. Okay, you're going to connect deeply into the core of the light that lives within you. It's a very pure radiation and power. Okay, now take it deep with the breath. Take it deep, deep into the body, to the subatomic layers of the body, to all 10 levels. And as you exhale, simply let go through the mouth. And as you do this, the muscles in your face are going to relax, your jaw going to relax, your fingers, your toes, your belly muscles, your leg muscles, everything's going to begin to become very soft to receive. If your body's not soft, it will have a hard time receiving. Tension does not allow to receive. So continue to focus with the breath. Now we're going to breathe in the rainbow colors so that the blind can see tonight. Okay, you're going to breathe in a very powerful, a very rich, vibrant red. The reddest of reds that you can imagine. And you're going to take it, breathe it into all areas of your body that is needing this red vibration. Let it go to whatever organs need it. This is a very energizing, very raw, very primal, creative force, this red. If you find you have some resistance to any of the colors, you're going to take another breath and breathe into the resistance. Own it, and then let it go through the out-breath. Let that red saturate your body. Imagine that you are bathed in this red and that all you see anywhere in your vision or feel is red, the power of red. It's a very creative force. This is very healing to depleted organs, such as the kidneys, congested liver, clogged up lungs, for your skin, your vision, your eyeballs. Breathe it into your brain. Imagine that your whole head just turned red. And you're simply going to allow whatever emotions come up, just let them come up. We're working with the unconscious. We're going to ask your divine inner child, whether you believe in it or not, that part of you that maybe is still wounded from early on, we're going to ask any parts of you that are still hurting emotionally to receive. Okay, now just relax into that. We're going to take a journey into your early life, maybe even to birthing or pre-birth, using the rainbow colors. Now imagine that there are 144,000 colors. So this red represents however many different shades of red that are in existence in creation. That's pretty powerful. Take a deep breath. Okay, now we're going to breathe in a very, very, very bright orange. The brightest of orange you've ever seen. It's very luminescent, and there's a lot of depth and variations to this orange. You're going to breathe it into your body. And your body will take this orange to whatever organs and cells and molecules that need this vibration. It's a very creative color. It's very enthusiastic. It has a lot of vitality with it. It's very energizing. Now you're going to become the Voyager. So just move through that arc of light, that golden arc of light, and step out of the body. Now from the Voyager place, you can now invoke the four pillars of light in your space. The magnetic field has already been activated, that's under your feet with the Earth Mother for grounding and support. Stargate is always open above you. Okay, you're also going to activate in your brain pituitary pineal thalamus. Now continue to visualize the orange. See and feel the orange in your brain. Okay, we're going to also activate at your belly button, your sun chakra. Just allow yourself to surrender into the ray of the orange. or the oranges. Okay, now breathe in a very deep and pure yellow. Again, this is a very exciting, inspirational ray. And you're going to feel that yellow ray working in your solar plexus area, cleansing out and energizing your matrix. Yellow is also very purifying. Imagine that it's purifying the space around your body of all density and heaviness. Sparkly and sparkly energy. Effervescent. All these colors are crystalline in nature. So these are not your earth colors per se. These are the spiritual vibrations of the rays. Crystalline. Now imagine that you are perceiving three crystals. They would appear to be like quartz crystals, only very big, and one's red, one's orange, and one's yellow. Now as you tune in, they all feel different. Let them change now. They're going to morph into something different now. From crystals, you're going to morph into whatever you need to see and feel and know and experience. Okay, we're bringing the body back from present time back towards your early childhood with these colors. Okay, now we're going to breathe in and envision in the mind of God in your heart space, a very deep emerald ray of light, emerald, crystalline, transparent, a very deep emerald, sparkly emerald. This is a very balancing color. It's very soothing. It represents not only growth and movement forward, but also, as all the colors do, a particular healing quality to it. Imagine that you can even taste this vibration in your mouth. And if you were to smell it, what would it smell like? Take a deep breath through the nose. Well, let that energy go right into your brain, into your limbic system. Okay, now we're going to breathe in a cobalt blue. That's a very deep blue. Crystalline. Now when you feel into this cobalt blue, it's as if you get lost in this vibration. It has an infinite space to it, if you will. It's all encompassing. If tears come to the eyes, allow it. This is a very penetrating color. Let this blue activate deeper levels of your brain power now. Now breathe in violet, a very clear, luminescent violet. not quite purple, and it's not quite pink. This is a very uplifting vibration. Imagine now that your inner child, that part, those parts of you that are very young, that have been holding on to pain, is being uplifted. This part of you is being uplifted into the light. Your density is being uplifted, ascending, if you will. This violet also will trigger your innate aspects of knowledge. As well as your healing gifts, your teaching gifts, your gifts of leadership. Your gifts of being the parent in a balanced way. It's a very soothing color to wounds, this violet. To psychic wounds. Take a deep breath now. Going to visualize gold now, like the gold that comes from the source of the sun. Very luminescent. And this color is going to bring illumination to your early childhood memories. To your birthing experience. I'm going to ask all of your ancestors to receive very deeply this process. And all your family members, as well as all your pets. Okay, now we're going to bring in the purple, this royal purple. Breathe it in deeply into the body. It'll go to wherever the body needs it. Now, when you feel into the purple, it's very luminescent, translucent purple. It's going to do something to many parts of your body, your brain, your heart center. Simply allow the knowing to come forth. Now, imagine that you are looking at the purple and the gold. And the violet and the blue and the green. And they're all going to carry a different energy signature and vibration. These colors have the capacity to rekindle lost memories of the power of colors and light and sound from all your past or other lifetime experiences. Okay, now we're going to breathe in the purest of silver. Breathe it deeply into your immune system. purest of silver, silver light. This is very antiseptic. It's like a spiritual antibiotic for the body and the emotions. It'll cleanse the lymphatic system. It'll stimulate your immune system, your thymus gland, your guts, your digestive system. Any part of your body and your brain that has to do with holding and maintaining a strong immune system. Breathe it into any part of your body that has been recently injured or cut. Any current wounds, skin eruptions. Okay, you're going to give the thought to your brain to continue to receive all this and to put most of this information in the storage area in your brain for downloading at a later time. And now you're going to breathe in this very beautiful pink, rose pink. Breathe it deeply into the lungs and the chest. Breathe it into your solar plexus, your navel, base of your spine. We're very deep now into the very, very early moments of your life here on the earth. And imagine yourself back at 1 day old. And feel and notice the spiritual connection with the body. You're not really connected to the body yet. You're still thinking about how you're going to do this whole lifetime. You're still mostly in the quantum or in inner space. You're still the Voyager at that point. You would be basically the Voyager for about the first 3 years or so of your Earth life. Okay, now we're going to breathe in a pure, pure, pure white light with little sparkles of gold. Going to breathe it deep into your whole body, and you're going to now breathe it into your birthing experience. And you're going to allow whatever emotions that come forth, just let them move. You're the Voyager, so you're simply the witness. You're the observer. You're not emotionally or mentally attached. And you are aware of where your parents are at. You are aware of the birthing space, whether it's the home, hospital, car. And you're going to remember why you came, the reason for your coming into this life. You're going to remember your soul contract, your agreement. You're going to remember the lessons that you chose to experience and why you chose your parents and your children and your siblings and why you chose the career that you chose. You're going to remember that you have the power to choose. You're going to remember the power that is the real you, the Voyager. And you're going to remember your home world. You're going to remember where you came from, before you came here to this body. I'm going to remember it as a feeling, as a sensation, as an awareness, an inner knowing. And you're going to own it and take a deep breath and own that. And now we're going to breathe in the clear light, what they call the clear light of God, prime source. Now, bring your awareness to the space behind your physical heart, and you're going to keep breathing with the body, this clear light, through and from that space between your heart. That's the doorway. That's the portal. That's the gateway to all that is. And you're going to sit in a state of deep meditation with this clear light from Prime Source. And I will call you back in about 5 minutes. Okay, very slowly now. Ease into the body. Imagine that your light body is being superimposed over your physical body, and that your chakras are bringing through this new level of energy into every part of your body, including all your organs, all your endocrine glands, your nervous system, your brain, your heart, your solar plexus, base of your spine, your belly button. Imagine now that the light is breathing your body, that there's this greater power now breathing through you as you, and that you are allowing to become one and the same with this light vibration that's breathing your body, that's breathing through you. This power that's all around you and inside of you and everywhere. Now, allow this vibration to extend to your workplace, to all members of your family, your ancestors, your pets, your automobile, every place where you frequent in the world. See it going to all your clients, your students, your teachers. See it going to your soul group, your guardian angels, definitely your inner child aspects. Take a breath in the now moment and come into the body, come forth through the body as never before. Take another deep breath and say, I am here. I am here now, and I love it. Ground your feet to the earth through the magnetic grid, and when you're ready, slowly open the eyes and let the brain adjust to the new space. We send our blessings. Namaste. Radio show host will remember to press the right buttons because I'm still hearing silence. She could be on the floor for all we know.
Oh, God. No, I doubly muted myself. I'm sorry. The profound part is the work around the grid. I realized that in this meditation. The setup that you do at the beginning and the end of the meditation is what pulls me back into my body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very clear that that is it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It feels good to be connected to the grid.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
See, sometimes we think that our home is out there in the stars, so to speak. But really,
mm-hmm.
when you really embody, you really are present in your body, and you can have that quantum sensation of home. And then actually mm-hmm. what we're doing technically is bringing home to the body.
Mm-hmm. Allowing us to exist within the body and beyond the body.
Yeah, it's healing that duality. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
Kenji, I love you. I mean, like in a, you know, in a real, true, like oneness kind of way. Mm-hmm. I'm just profoundly grateful, if that's a word, right? If that makes sense. I needed this in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope well, that I speak to them for many of you. Yeah.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They all say it's just a matter of remembering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I realize now that healing is not a hard thing. It's well, you have to do it right, too. It's not that everybody can do this right off the bat, but, you know, I've trained my whole life to be in this place,
mm-hmm.
starting at age 5 when I said to my mom, who am I? And that's when my search began. So,
wow.
You know, it's just, okay. I put in the time. I've ran around the block a few times and definitely have stumbled a whole bunch of times and fell off
uh-huh.
a couple of bridges, you know, and had about 3 near-death experiences and all of that. So, yeah.
I got so lost. That, you know, finally in my 20s, I had to do something, you know, else. So, you know, I think that life struggle offers a lot of value for those that are possibly still in some of that duality and some of that struggle.
Mm-hmm. And now,
yeah.
because of what we did here, which is always spontaneous, I never know what's going to occur, never know
mm-hmm.
the energy is going to come out of my mouth, but... So people will be feeling a distinctly different tone to their life. I like that. Distinctly different tone to their life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's major to clear up all your stuff from your early childhood and even your birth, your birthing experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now, I think we also have a better appreciation for colors.
Yeah.
Having done that. What we did, which was like totally not expected. I had no idea.
That was cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was that many colors.
Yep.
Yeah. One of the questions that someone asked that also kind of came as a thought to me was, she said, do you believe that everyone on this planet is an ascended master?
Is or is working towards that status, if you could say that, yes.
Uh-huh, okay.
I would say so, but I'm also going to, this is for another series, maybe mm-hmm. even more outrageous than this one, but there's something called the path of initiation,
mm-hmm.
which a lot of people are on, not everybody, but it's a very, it has been historically a very difficult path. So imagine all of the... saints and sages of our history were on that path. And
mm-hmm.
so the discipline was very intense. And most of these masters had to give up the earth life and go and do the monastery or cave trip so they didn't have the distractions to be really that focused with their discipline. But we can't do that now, nor should we. We're doing it in the marketplace. We're doing it as parents. We're doing it as householders, if you will, which is
mm-hmm.
incredibly challenging in one aspect because we have all these responsibilities and distractions to deal with. And we're not even talking about the world situation. We're not even talking about that level. We're just talking about like what you got to deal with at home and in your job.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you add on everything that the earth is going through, all the chaos and confusion, and pain and suffering, oh, my God, you know, it could seem overwhelming. And to some of these kids, they're thinking, what's the use? But,
mm-hmm.
you know, when I reach them, I'll say, nope, keep your vision, keep your light going, don't give up. But I am seeing and realizing that the shift can be really easy. But the right space has to be created. You just can't do it without the space. If the space is not there, you can't do it. Yeah, I mean, even if you say
yeah.
the same words, if the space is not there, you can't do it. It'll just be
uh-huh.
an exercise in visualization rather than a real soul journey, if you will.
Yeah. Hmm. Here's an interesting.
So now all of this is embedded in your brain. Your brain goes, okay, got another level just now. I'm going to remember this one.
yeah. Here's an interesting comment that we got. Dear Kenji, at the end of today's meditation, I did not want to come back to my body so strongly that it shocked me and made me quite upset. Does it mean that I have unconscious hatred of being in my body or to be alive? Any recommendation about this?
Yeah, you could be right there, but I would say, see, we have this conditioning going on. When we do something like this, where we go deep into the quantum, and then we're asked to come back, and back is just a term, it's our language is so cumbersome. We weren't conditioned or trained to merge that quantum experience with our body. We've kept it distinctly different. Like medicine, up until recently, has never thought that emotions had anything to do with health.
Uh-huh.
We thought it was all mechanical. Body parts wear out, they get injured, they get hurt, we repair it, that's it. Emotions don't have a place. Spirituality doesn't have a place with your health. And now they're realizing, oh my God, maybe there is some truth to spirituality, emotions, your belief systems, and your health. Ooh, what a thought.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing with every time we do one of these journeys, we're helping people to uncondition themselves to think, oh, I don't want to come back to my body now. I'm in this wonderful place. I just don't want to come back. So instead, we switch it around, in a sense, using the excess consciousness kind of perspective of how can it get any better than this. And really what we're applying is, okay, now you can shift from that thought of, oh, I don't want to come back, to, okay, there is no difference and no separation between this quantum experience and my body. In fact, my body's loving that when I bring this here, it's going to love me even more. It's going to love it.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe, yes, there is some past considerations about my body not being the best or not looking the prettiest or whatever, you know? So we can just let that go because that's irrelevant now. That's just a memory.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, it's just a memory. And why let memories influence us?
Mm.
It doesn't have to at all.
That's easier said than done. But I see
your point. But if we keep feeling that it's easy, right? How can
right.
it get any easier than this?
Yeah.
It's going to be easy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And anyway, Grace is here, so.
This was a very each one of these has been a very different journey.
Mm-hmm.
A very different journey. And each one of them has changed something, you know, that's kind of impossible to put my finger on. But I think that this class was properly named Journey of the Healer because I feel that I know for me as a healer that I've grown as a healer. Yeah. You know, some of my, I do have some depressed moments, though. I'll get on these, like, you know, not even like highs from listening to you and other energy healers, but what will happen for me is I'll start channeling stuff on my own, and I'll be on a call where I'm the speaker, and I'm talking, and I will get off that call, and I will get depressed. You know, not like a dark thing, but like a, now what?
Now
kind of
what?
Feeling. Is uh-huh. Yeah. Is that typical? Or have you heard that before? Have you felt that before? Where it's like you're like, this rocks, and then you're done, and it's kind of like kind of a low blow or something. You're like, I did awesome. But how does that fit into the big picture?
Well, I think part of what your brain's doing is it's rejecting some of the states that you're trying to integrate in the body. And so when you reject it, now that you have a storage area, instead of the brain rejecting the whole thing outright, you know, and sending it back to source, it goes into your storage area. So when you're ready, more ready and more open, it'll download. Literally, it'll download automatically. Like Firefox gives you automatic updates and upgrades. Right?
It's like the Matrix when they plug them in.
Yeah.
Like, give me more.
Yeah, automatic updates. But it gives you a signal, right? Okay, Firefox has just updated your system. Oh, thank you. So Well, part of it, too, is maybe your self-esteem could only handle so much, and then it goes, okay, I've had enough. Now I got to kind of shut it off for a while. And then, and see, it's not like you went back down into this kind of weird depression, but you've elevated so much, so when you do go back down, it doesn't feel like, obviously, where you were before, but you're still higher in that down space than you were before you started.
Much so.
Yeah. It's just a matter of acclimation, I think, just getting used to the energies. And some people that have had a very hard life and have been really hurt and abused, they'll reject a lot of stuff initially. Like in the trainings, a lot of people, oh, it's so funny, you know, because they have to admit it afterwards because the truth comes out. But, you know, they say, you know, I came in this training thinking you were bullshit, this work was bullshit, and like, why am I here? Why did I spend all this money? Then they have the experience, and then they apologize in front of the whole group, you know, and they get really excited about the work. And it was only because probably they had a life that was very hard, and they had to do, and were never taught to receive. And so now they're coming into an environment like the trainings where we're just asked to receive, where everybody is, their focus is just to be totally open to receive whatever they're ready for. And so for some people, that's a little spooky initially. What do you mean I got to open up and receive? I don't want to be vulnerable.
I was 100% that. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, it's just visualization. You know, it's not energy. You know, it's just me, you know, using my head, my mind. You know, it's just, you know, it just is that. And it wasn't until I started to have a real, true, spontaneous healing experiences that I was like, And I was still, like, skeptical as all get out. And I was like, and then I would get off and be like, well, I do feel a little bit better, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I'd be like, oh, but it's just going to come back. It's just a hoax. And then when it didn't, I started to go, maybe there's something here. Maybe I should pursue this. And then there were little things at first. And then it was like, you know, a big thing. I mean, when Dane, you know, did his little magic on my back, I mean, that changed me for everything. Literally, I was still skeptical about energy and energy work until just early this year. And then I was like, oh, wow, okay, I'm in, you know, there's no more fighting. Just take me down the rabbit hole, you know. I will flush me like Neo. I'm in. I want to be flushed.
Okay, y'all heard that? It's on the air. It's recorded now. She said it.
Right. Here's another one that's kind of neutral on the positive or not, and it's from Norma, and she writes, this experience was very different than the others. It went deeper and touched a part of me that had not been touched in previous activations. There was a part of this where I had tears flowing, and I thought that this thought on a very deep level, did I really sign up for this? And there was a knowing and a bit of humor attached. Any comments?
I thought that's a very positive experience. No.
Okay, cool. I don't need
to comment on that. She's got it. You know, and she was deeply touched. This is profound. She'll never forget this experience of being touched. Because that's a genuine, you know, we could say God experience or higher self experience, or, you know, we're all longing for that on a daily basis. I mean, that's why we seek out relationships and sex and all that. We're trying to duplicate this thing that we can get in these guided journeys. But guess what, though, folks? You can translate this experience now into your sex life as an example. Mm-hmm. And it'll be so different. And I got to share with you, because I got an email recently. I think I forwarded it to you, Jenith. So a wife signs her husband up for a phone session but then cancels it, and she says that her husband is changing right before her eyes, and so he doesn't need the phone session. So she canceled, or they canceled the phone session that was coming up in about 2 weeks. So it can affect your significant other, even though they're not into this or don't have time to get into this because they're working to provide for the family or whatever. So it's really good to get that feedback, because we broke ground, I think, in a new way with now the spouses are getting the effects indirectly. Yeah.
My relationship's changed. Yeah.
And your relationship with your parents, too, will shift really nicely.
Cool. Well, and there's one comment. This is all I can say is, wow.
That's the favorite letter, or the favorite word, the phrase for all of this. Wow.
Yeah.
I take that as a great compliment.
Phrase. Uh-huh,
yeah,
absolutely.
Because really, you can't put words to this. And so wow is about as close as you can come.
No, yeah. I remember there was an energy healer that I talked to that said, you know, it's just an unexplainable message. You know, and thank you for putting together a new wealth experience so that I could come out and show them instead of try to explain it to people.
Yeah.
It's wow is about as, you know, usually my emails are like, holy smokes, wow. And then it says, I have no words, you have to listen.
Yeah.
And those are like my best emails, right? Because that's
yeah.
really truly how I feel, and I think everyone feels it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember now I can do anything. Correction. I can do everything. From Cynthia. Her email is infinite abundance. That's going to be. Thank you, Jenna, so much for asking my question. It helps so much. Okay. Glad to do that. I've been trying to get through them, but there's a lot, and I know that we missed some last time. I was a kid asking, what's the use? I just didn't remember how to create the space. I finally found home where body and quantum can exist at the same time. Keep on feeling it, A. Wow.
Very nice.
Yeah. That's beautifully articulated. I should use that in an email. I had a series of deep, profound experiences where it felt like every atom of my being vibrated apart and shook off the past, releasing a wave of cold in the process. Wow.
Yeah, that's a wow.
I could use that in my email. Thank you guys for giving me some good ideas.
Well, we've had comments in the trainings about people just from one wave experience or the attunements that we do, that they feel like they got pulled apart and then put back together again. Everything got reassembled.
Great side effect. My sinuses are finally clear. For the first time since I can remember.
I can remember. Well, that's a long time. Congratulations.
I know. My goodness. Wow. Thank you for letting us know that. So that's this, you know, spontaneous healing. You know, I mean, it's just little stuff. Ed said on the call with Dane today, I it's like little things. Like, I haven't had a hangover. Like, you know, I would drink sometimes a bottle of wine, you know, over a period of time in a day on a Sunday or something. And the next day I would just toast myself. Mm-hmm. And since, I did it up through, I think when we talked once I had one of those, you know, I was like, when am I going to stop doing this to myself? And since the beginning of the year, I've still been drinking. And sometimes I don't drink like I used to, but I don't even have little ones. Like, don't even have mild headaches. Mm-hmm. Don't have any of that. Mm-hmm. And I used to have them, you know, something always. And
wow.
So doing this energy work this year, I don't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's because I've healed and I've really allowed myself to be in my body, and I've also paid attention to not numbing out. Don't want to numb mm-hmm. out as much.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of fantastic. It's kind of fantastic. Don't you love how I say that? It's pretty awesome, spectacular, fantastic. All right, well, as you know, we could always just chit-chat here for forever and for hours. And, you know, I haven't talked to Kenji about this, but I would be curious if you guys would be interested in doing something after this and just to kind of see, you know, what your feeling is about it is, you know, we'd probably give you a really remarkable discount for the ones that was in this previous class. And I don't know if he'll say yes, but I would love to hear from you guys if you are listening. And if we get a high enough response, then maybe I can convince Kenji to do something. So that would be support@jenith.com. And we'd also we'd love to hear your testimonials and your feedbacks, and, you know, let us know if you're openly willing to share. So when we put together this product for other people in the digital form, we can use your name or not. I'd love to have all of that. Absolutely. Cool. Any other comments that you guys want me to say, go ahead and ask on the Q&A. I'll refresh one more time.
Well, I will mention that Monday's class will be intense in a very good way, and it'll also be a culmination. Yeah.
Cool.
So buy your new space, everybody.
5 Q&As. It's like, yes, please. Yes, yes, yes. So you must have got them in the orgasm state.
We could do that the next series. The cosmic orgasmic state of being, our natural state.
Well, that would
be
a good one. Well, and that is definitely a higher, you know, vibration. Was it on this class that I told you that I had an experience that was like greater than an orgasm one time of just being?
Don't remember.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty profound. It lasted for, you know, I was like, you know, just like almost just shaking, you know, in a kind of like an orgasm, you know, mostly from like the inner, like my, I guess that was like the Kundalini serpent or something going on in me. It was like, I was like, God, this is awesome. When is it going to stop?
Right? Well, then it probably stopped after you thought that.
No, I couldn't believe how long it lasted. It seemed like it was like 15 or 20 minutes, and it was just like, wow, 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 you know, and I didn't, you know, openly say that, but it was just like, what did I do to open this? It was just cool, really cool.
Well, sometimes these things come when you least expect it.
Right. Bless
so
you,
you too can have an orgasm in Walmart unexpectedly. But just
right.
Don't clap before. Stand
just
up.
Don't moan. Well, we could do one on personal intimacy or intimacy with oneself in a way. I think that would be named, you know, deep enough that, you know, it might, you know, I mean, we need those of you that are really willing to go down this journey with us, not those of you that are going to resist and react to it. That's kind of my thought on it. Right.
Well, you'll probably get all kinds of suggestions for titles and themes. So this would be
good. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you guys have a theme or a thought, then definitely share. All right. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, we have one person on the actual line. Let's go ahead and take her. You're in New Hampshire. Hi there.
Great. Hi, this is Cheryl, and I have a question about, we only went to the birth, and is there something that we could visualize if we know that it was things happen to us from the point of conception?
You could do that in your follow-up meditation tonight. It's not necessary, but you can continue the journey and just go backwards a little bit more.
So
you can do it on your own tonight.
It's not necessary because your spirit doesn't come in until, is that what I understood? The spirit really doesn't connect until after you're born?
Yeah, your spirit actually doesn't fully arrive till probably, I don't know, age 2 or 3. I mean, you just don't all of a sudden come in like at birth. We're pretty spaced out for the first year or two. You know, that's why the body sleeps a lot, too, because we're not very here yet.
Mm-hmm.
But you can do it if you want on your own. It's not necessary, but you can do it tonight. You can go back to or before conception if you want. You just hold a thought that you're going to do it tonight in your meditation.
Thank you.
Yeah, what kind of information do you get on that? Is it that our soul doesn't come in until, or we're just not completely integrated, or do we have the same soul, or do we have, I mean, I know that there are people who start out as one entity and then they, you know, will walk in and change their entity, like somewhere in their life sometimes. I've heard that. I don't know if it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you have
anything? Well, there are things like walk-ins, but that's a whole other program. But basically, the way I see it is we're not fully here until,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, 3 or so.
Mm, really?
If you just look at your life, or if you look at babies growing up and stuff, their energy is not all here. Not that all of you can be here anyway. That's not quite possible anyway. But let's just say 10% of you. Let's just say 1% of you. 1% of you that's totally present is an awesome presence. 1% of the total you in the body is an awesome presence. Because if you're everywhere, I mean, if you're everything and everywhere, well, it's not even 1%. It's minuscule, really. So we never bring all of us here. Our bodies would blow up. Our bodies absolutely
right,
can't even
because we're space, yeah.
Well, we're such incredible power on that other level that these bodies are learning how to just house the 1% or 2% of what we're trying to bring through.
Oh,
you don't want to bring all of you. You want to bring just that part of you that's supposed to be here, because the rest of your awareness is on other planes, doing other things, helping people make transition, teaching classes or studying in classes, all these things that we kind of daydream about what is probably happening. So, no, you don't want to bring all of you here. That's impossible. But the part of you that's supposed to be here, that's the part that you want to bring in. And that's the part that we work with is that soul aspect, that energy that's been calibrated for this lifetime in this body. So in other words, we're getting all these spaced out people to be in their bodies, basically. And there's an old saying, if you think a lot, you're not in your body.
Right, but that's different than being spaced out to me.
Well, to me, spaced out means you're not all here, that you could be here. Because it's easier on that other side. And so also, though, there's the thing of if you meditate too much, it could be an escape from the harshness of this life or the challenges of this life. But so you never want to go in the bliss zone as an escape, but you want to actually go there so that you can remember more and so that you can also bring it back into the body. And you can you can be blissed out in the body. See, that's what we're learning.
Well, that's what happened. Actually, that is what happened with that body orgasm. It was like I was so in my body in that moment. It felt in my body.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, that I think embodiment and that kind of energy is really what we need to talk about versus being spaced out more, being in a meditative state more necessarily. What we are receiving from you does seem that it's getting us more comfortable in our own skin.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Cool.
So look at it this
That's
way.
Why I needed you.
Come back to the body, Jeanette. Coming back. Where's your anchor?
Well, I just told you when we got done, it was like the grid. For me, I mean, that's my experience. For me, it's the grid. That connection is very clear that home, you know, and it's a home in a different way.
We do very this nice. So-called energetic technical stuff so that you begin to understand how to create and where you're at. Because you could be diffused into space and be lost, you know, in that kind of space. So, you know, I've worked with enough meditators over my life, you know, and they have a little bit of a difficulty manifesting because they're always in that space of meditation. And what we're just saying is you want to be a walking state of meditation in your body. You want to bring all that here because it's really good. It's really good here. Because we're going to miss this earth when we're not here in a way. We're going to miss the beauty of it. You know, this is a very beautiful planet. And when we just get over our judgments about how our body looks, it'll be even better. It'll be even more outrageously blessed. So I want to thank everybody for coming on the call.
Thank you, Kyle.
And all of you that came without pain on the other planes. Just send money. Just send money to everybody on the earth.
Right.
Shower with coins of gold and silver and dollar bills. We thank you very much. So, another great class. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think I'm done.
I think you are. I think we're all done.
Well,
all right, you guys. We'll talk Monday night. You have a great weekend and love to hear some of your experiences. So have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.